8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And friend, we're going to celebrate that life today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you today. And I don't know about you, but I am ready for summer. I am not a fan of winters in the Midwest. I will tell you that for sure. Hey, friend, so good to see you today. Yeah, I'd much rather decorate a palm tree than a Christmas tree. I just got to say that. Hey, Sunday worship focuses on Jesus. That's what it's all about. Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, I'll tell you what, we're going to continue our focus on the Christ of Christmas, preparing our hearts for this Advent season. Right now, here's Michael W. Smith and Emmanuel, which means God with us, by the way, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. Jesus is the reason for this season, and I should say every season. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Yep, 21 and a half, 22 days until Christmas Day. Galatians 4:4 says, when the set time had fully come, God sent his son. You know, O. Henry's classic tale, The Gift of the Magi, tells of Jim and Della, a young couple were married. They were struggling financially, and as Christmas time approached, they wanted to give each other special gifts. However, their lack of finances kind of drove them to, I guess, drastic measures, I would say. Jim's prized possession is a gold watch, while Della's prized possession is her long, beautiful hair. So Jim sells his watch in order to buy combs for Della's hair, while Della sells her hair to buy a gold chain for Jim's watch. The story has become a beloved one because it reminds us that sacrifice is at the heart of true love. And sacrifice is love's truest measure, friend. You know, this idea is appropriate, if you really think about it, for Christmas, because sacrifice is the heartbeat of the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ was born to die, and he was born to die for us. Matthew 1:21 says, you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Well, he cried when he was hungry, did all the things that babies do. He rocked and he napped on his mother's lap, and he wiggled and cooed. There were the cheers when he took his first step, and the tears when he got his first teeth. Almost everything about this little baby, so
seemed as natural as it could be. But this baby made the angels sing, and this baby made a new star shine in the sky. Changing like his complexion and the sound of his voice. It was the work to be done as a carpenter's son, and all the neighbors said it's such a fine boy. But this boy made the angels sing, and this boy made a new star shine in the sky. This boy had come to change the world. This boy was God's own. The life that he lived and the death that he died. He showed us heaven with his hands and his heart. This man was God's own son. This man was like no other one, holy and human, right from the start. Yeah.
I was 4, and it was my first picture on Santa's lap. I'm stone-faced, leaning as far away as I can get. It was crazy. I was scared to get close to the one who just wanted to give me something. You know, it's easy to make that mistake with God. Maybe things have happened to you that have made it hard for you to trust anyone, including the one who loves you the most, your Creator. Here's what the Bible says God did for you that first Christmas. He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. God sent Jesus to die for you. And anyone who loves you enough to die for you will never do you wrong. If you're ready to experience this love that you've been missing so long, we're waiting to help you begin this relationship at 888-NEED-HIM. Or you can chat with us live at chataboutjesus.com. This can be your first Christmas with Christ in your heart.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
magnifying and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Hey, when you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, because we're doing a great Christmas giveaway. We are giving away a leather-bound devotional book by Dr. Charles Stanley. It still has that fresh, new leather-bound devotional book smell. It really does. So be sure to like us on Facebook. We're going to be giving that away on Monday the 21st. So again, be sure to like us on Facebook. Sunday Worship Radio, right there on Facebook. I love this quote from Dr. David Jeremiah. He said, "All the Christmas presents in the world are worth nothing without the presence of Christ." Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
asleep on the hay. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee
having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. And yeah, the other week my car was parked in our church parking lot and it was hit, and it was hit pretty bad. It really was. And unfortunately they're totaling my car. It was severe, significant damage to my car. So we're out car shopping and such here the last several days. So yeah, be sure to keep us in prayer. We would appreciate that. You know, the American Heritage Dictionary says relief is a feeling of reassurance and relaxation following release from anxiety or distress. I'll tell you what, relief is what Simeon felt when he first saw the 8-day-old baby Jesus. And what was the anxiety or distress that Simeon felt? Well, it was the stress of waiting and watching for God's Messiah to appear. See, the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. And now he said to the Lord in Luke 2:26, you are letting your servant depart. Watch this. In peace. God had promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah, and it happened. He didn't need to wait to see the Messiah's kingdom. He only needed to know that the Messiah had come. He could depart from this world in peace. And friend, for that same reason, you and I can celebrate Christmas in peace. The Messiah has come. God has fulfilled his word. All will soon be right with the world when the Messiah establishes his kingdom on earth. And all God's people said, amen.
It's a glorious Christmas morn, every home and heart adorned.
Fires glow, children know, love is in the air.
While we sing of old sleigh rides, winter rooms outside.
A jingle bell, all is well, faith and God is shared.
It's a wonderful kind of feeling, like you're living in a house that has no ceiling. And all of earth and heaven is where you live your life. And all you can do is sing Gloria, praise to God the King. And all you can do is sing Gloria, let the glories ring into the world. Sing Gloria, the story of Jesus is true. Sing Gloria, sing Gloria, sing Gloria. Such a curious story born, leading to the crossing war.
Savior King, peace he brings to all who believe.
Gather round, it's time to pray, celebrate this Christmas day.
Voices lift and thanks for gifts each of us receive. Oh, it's a wonderful kind of feeling, like you're living in a house that has no ceiling. And all of earth and heaven is where you live.
Sing Gloria.
Jenny Owens and Charlie Peacock and Sing Gloria. Just want to quickly remind you, if you're listening to the morning edition of Sunday Worship, that tonight the Singing Men will be in concert for the Rantoul Ministerial Association at First Baptist Church, 401 Glenwood Drive, of course, again in Rantoul. The Singing Men in concert tonight at 6 p.m. And if you can't make it out today, or if you're, again, listening to this in the evening, mark your calendars for this upcoming Saturday, the 19th. The Singing Men will be at the Marketplace Mall at the food court, 12 noon. Again, Saturday, the 19th, this upcoming Saturday. Hope to see you there. Well, friend, until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.